Hello world and welcome to a new episode of The Birds and the Bees. I am your host, Colin Mill. I'm here with my co-host. Guys, do what you do.
Yo, it's KF the Deaf French. How y'all doing?
Hey, it's your girl Harley.
Hey, it's Lisa.
Guest out by Lisa in the house.
Yeah.
Lisa Nicole.
Oh gosh, the promo.
Glad got you to be here.
Got to. You know, as always, this episode is being sponsored by KinkyCandyOnline.com. Yeah. Reminding you guys to keep it kinky. And, you know, it's been a very interesting week. You know, Valentine's Day was recently. You know, thank you everybody who tuned into the giveaway. We give away a lot of games and toys these last couple of days. It was fun. We're going to be doing a lot more soon, so make sure you stay tuned to my social, you know, my Instagram, you know, Facebook and all. You know how this stuff works. But anywho, so, you know, I wanted to, we're going to keep up what we started the last episode when we discussed the new segments. We discussed we were going to do segments on the shows now.
Right,
so the first segment of this episode is Kinky History, where we bring up a kinky story in history. So, yeah, if I don't know if you've been listening. You haven't listened to the last show, have you? Yeah, so yeah, you don't know about these segments.
You're supposed to be listening. You're supposed to be supporting us. We got you on the show.
I know. Betrayal.
Right?
Guys.
Dishonesty.
So
disappointed in you.
Well,
sorry, I'm going to listen to.
So,
damn,
we have a new segment.
This is down.
The new segment. We have different segments on the show. And we talk about different stuff on the show now. And before we get to the main topic, before we just jump right into the main topic, now we have segments. So we got Kinky History, Horny Bookworm, where we review a book that's sex-related. We got the Position or Trick of the Week, and then the main topic. And then hopefully soon our own little soap opera radio drama that we'll do at the end of the show. You know, we'll see. We'll see. I'm working towards that. We'll see. But anywho.
How is that going to work? Ramon.
I did not.
Maria.
Podcast
esto. ¿Qué, Maria?
No hagas
eso. Ese no culo.
Pero yo te quiero.
Oh my gosh. Yo.
So, this history lesson of the day for Kinky History is the story of Howard Hughes and the first underwire push-up bra. Now, I thought about this because I realized there's a lot of bras on King and Candy. I didn't realize there's an endless amount of bras.
Selections.
But any designs. But it made me look back in history just to like, where did some of this stuff come from? And one of the first ones that I saw was Howard Hughes. You guys know who Howard Hughes was?
Mm.
You ever seen the movie The Aviator with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Where he was making movies and he was flying planes and crashing them?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a real guy. That was a real man named Howard Hughes. So he was making a movie called The Outlaw, right? The Outlaw was like, you know, a Western gangster movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, he was looking at this girl who played a part. And he's like, damn, yo, she got some good tits, but you can't really see them that good on camera. You know, we need to see these boobs on camera, man. We need to see these boobs.
Praise the Lord for the big,
So, he had to go to the censors because they were like, no, you can't do that. You can't just be showing titties all willy-nilly. He's like, all right, we ain't going to show no nipples, but I want to see the firmness of the boobs. You know, so he went ahead and made, and matter of fact, there's a scene in The Aviator where he's showing like a whole bunch of pictures of boobs. Like, yo, we let this rock with the titties. We let this rock with the titties. We let this rock with the titties. Why can't I show the titties the way I want to show the titties? So they gave him the pass. Like, all right, fine. Shoot the titties the way you want to shoot the titties.
What the fuck? Yo.
Realest people on earth.
So, you know, he had these engineers make up the first underwire push-up bra. Problem was, the shit was uncomfortable as fuck.
Facts. Of course.
So, you know what Shorty end up doing in the Outlaw? What? She didn't wear the bra. She just put some fucking tissue under her boobs and just put some shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And they never knew until the movie was done.
Mm-hmm.
So, them men did all that work. And the woman just like, all that money spent just to put some tissue. Just, got it. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, it saved us.
Women just, women always know how to keep it simple.
Facts.
You gotta love the women. The
Facts.
Women always know how to keep it simple. Man, do mad shit just to try to do something
just
so
to be
simple.
Extra.
Just to be so extra.
To give what people want.
Right?
Bottom line. Forget, oh yeah, I'm the realest. Gotta be, man. Like, yo, you gotta give some men and women nowadays what they want.
I mean, yeah, because technically now look at it. Like, look how the movies are now. There's boobs everywhere. I see
flying
boobs
freely for adults.
I mean, not even just movies, just music videos too.
Shit, commercials. The Victoria's Secret commercial.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. They got commercials for cars. It's just boobs all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's just like,
and then burger eating commercials. A hamburger.
Burger. Oh, I was just about to say
like,
that,
and then
bro.
Eating a hamburger and shit in a bikini. I'm like, what
just
the fuck
yes,
are you doing?
That makes me want the burger.
Does it?
Like,
does it really?
Yeah.
That really does work.
Somewhat.
I've read it does because when people when they're marketing towards people, like they have to target specific things. So it's like the one thing that your brain is receptive to quickly is sex, food, and I forgot what the other one. It was something else. It was three.
Money.
But,
I was thinking that.
I don't know if it was. I can't. It probably was. I gotta look back into it. But I remember that. You know what to call it. They know that if they trigger two at a time, you can associate one with the other. So when you see sex. You see, like, you're subconsciously, your mind is thinking, like, oh, reproduction, you know, continuing a legacy and that, you know, all that stuff, starting a family and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So when you see a sexy ad, you know, you're thinking, like, oh, that person is hot. But in your mind, you're thinking, oh, I need to get this outfit so I can reproduce and get more, get more offsprings and da 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 da.
I don't know, but me personally, when I see somebody's sexy abs on TV, the first thing I think about is, I wonder how you were in the bedroom.
But some people that make them sell product, that make people buy the product because they're like, oh, that person is sexy, so buying that product will make me sexy too. You get what I'm saying?
That's true.
That's just how marketing works. So when you see a sexy person eating a burger, just think, you know, oh, sexy people eat these burgers, so I'm sexy, so I'm gonna eat this burger too. Even though, you know, damn other people
putting on like, yo, like one of my favorite music videos. One of my favorite music videos is Satisfaction.
Satisfaction. Oh! Ah!
Push! It just... Yep.
I can't.
Yo, white girls. Yo, and black girls. No, I'm talking about the movie. Oh, White Chicks. I'm sorry. Yeah. The movie White Chick. That was the only movie I've ever shown anybody dancing to that song. I've realized... like, because I heard that song when I was in Haiti, and me and Eddie used to bump that song heavy in Haiti. Yeah. Like, oh, we didn't see the video. Nothing. We just like, yo, this shit is popping.
Me too. Once I saw the video, I was like, what?
I didn't see the video until I was in my 20s.
Me too.
I didn't see that shit for years. All I had was the scene from White Chick with Terry Crews with the whistle.
Yeah. Doo, 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 doo. Yeah, yo, that shit was lit too.
Ah, good times, good times. Right.
That was a good movie.
Right? Yes. Brought it back to White Chicks. Yeah, I've never seen White Chicks. Check out the link in the description. I'll put it in there. You have to see White Chicks. You have to see.
And put on the Satisfaction.
It's something like it hot meets Miss Doubtfire. I kid you not.
You should have Terry Crews as like the picture.
Oh, God. Right?
So, second segment of the day is the horny bookworm. Now, I did not read any erotic fiction lately because I wanted to at least, you know, I think last time we brought up 50 Shades, did we?
Yeah, we brought up 50 Shades.
Did we? If we didn't, link in the description for 50 Shades on KickYourCandyOnline.com.
Did you guys read it, though?
I read all three books.
I didn't read it. I couldn't get into the book, man.
Oh, you didn't watch the movie?
Nope.
And I was on my ass about reading the book, like,
yeah, but he sucks ass.
I tried to.
I was obsessed.
You tried to suck ass?
No, I tried to read the book. I just ain't had the time to just read fiction. I'm trying to read fiction these days. Mm-hmm. You guys know me. I love my nonfiction books. But I'm trying. I'll get there soon. I'm trying to finish this book I'm reading now.
You know what I'm scared of? When you make your first erotic book.
I already did. It's called Game Over.
It's already there.
It's literally on KickYourCandyOnline.com right now, man.
Oh, freak. God, I'm reading it. I'm going to.
It's called Game Over. It's my most popular book. I have three books online. That's my number one right now. Oh, for like 2 years now. Mm-hmm. People love erotic stories. What can I tell you? But all right. If you guys want to know what Game Over is, quick story. It's about a guy who moves over from his fling, and the fling shows up back in his life, and it fucks up everything for him. Long story short. So check that out. Anywho, so Anna, you read a lot of this stuff.
Thanks.
Where was it? You were trying to get me to read this book called Better to You by Sylvia Day, right?
Yes.
What is this book?
It's pretty much a better 50 Shades. Mm. Like, it's written really well. So, just get that in mind. And it's pretty sad in a way, but it's really good. It's about two sexual abuse survivors trying to make, like, a loving relationship work out. But they do have, like, kinky parts and very detailed. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm. Oh, shoot. Man.
I have to check this book out.
Yeah. I remember the first time I read, like, one of those ghetto literature, street fiction novels, remember? Mm-hmm. And you know those street books, the big books, like Money, Power, Respect, and all that stuff. You know, and I remember reading, and I'm just going to get to that sex scene, and I remember, like, for the first time getting turned on by it, and like, holy shit, what's going on here?
What is this?
Like, am I getting a hard off from just reading words?
Yes,
this is what females go through. Oh,
yeah. It happens.
Whoa.
So you're reading a book, you're picturing it like you're you know, doing a movie in your head.
Right. It also
and
gives
you are the main character, so you're the one getting everything done to you while you're reading it. So it's just
you have to feel it.
It was very uncomfortable. I was sitting on the toilet when it happened.
Oh God!
And I'm like, the guy is talking about him getting on top of her, and he's all these. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Oh no!
But
wait,
then you learn some.
No.
But you learn some new tricks from these books too, though.
That is a fact.
Shit, you facts. Facts. Facts.
You know what I would do? I'm gonna tell the world what I do when I write my erotic fiction. I look at all my sex position books and I get my ideas from there. I just look at sex positions. I'm like, oh, this could work in this scene.
That's
smart. Throw it in there.
Research.
And I just make it, you know, and I just figure out how to make, you know, I just add the emotions to it, what the character's thinking and what they're feeling during that time.
That's probably what a lot
of that's what
do.
Every writer does.
Just do they?
No. Some of them actually sit down and try to actually.
Some of them go from actual experience.
Yeah.
I know me. I ain't got enough body count to figure all that shit out.
Right.
So,
you ain't got a body count yet.
You have to have a large body count to know what the fuck you're doing.
Or do it with a lot of times with one person. And right now, I've been celibate for like 7, 8 months. I just have to say celibate. I just haven't been having sex since. Let's just say almost last summer. Let's just say almost last
you
summer.
You are a strong will, man. I give you props. Because.
No, that's actually a fact. Because I couldn't
celibacy
last.
Celibacy has to happen.
I couldn't last a week
I'm
after my little
too.
One.
So what?
I couldn't last a week
by
after
choice.
My daughter was born.
You said you couldn't last a week?
No, I couldn't. They're like, you know, no sex for 6 weeks. And like a week later, I was like, brah.
Bruh,
we're going to have to figure something out.
Dude. There was times I'd be like, I can't help you. You got to hear. You got to, how do you think I feel? Like, I'm getting blue balls right now. Like, just
something,
like,
something
why
would
you
have to give. Like,
something
could have
to give.
We're
going
to have to figure something out. I did it before. We
did. Yeah. Shit. The longest I've was 3 years.
God
damn, bro.
Jesus.
3 years.
You are a strong will, man. That was real celibacy.
And I've never been able to get it back to that. The year though was the cutoff point for some now these days, but.
Damn.
The longest has been 3 years.
3 years.
Bro, that is. Then when you finally got, you was ready like a motherfucker.
It wasn't planned. It was just, you know, like, that's, you know, how it happens. It just happens, and it's like, ah, shit.
She broke me. Was it worth it? That's the question.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, I could say it was worth it.
Great.
The sex that day, no, but the sex over to the time period, because after, you know, once you let the shit out of the cage, the shit don't go back in. So, yes, it was worth it because, you know, it prolonged. For years and years and years.
You're just starting to get back in the cave.
Basically.
She's been roaming like a motherfucker.
You're like, right, I'm going to chill back here for a little bit. I'm going to let you focus on this money real quick.
Let's see how long
right? You
think
I see you. I see you 6 more months.
Right?
It's like a clock. It's like,
you're getting older now.
But yeah. Nah, but you know what it is? You know why I'm disciplining myself now? Because you guys know me. I'm not trying to be just any old media person. I'm trying to be a god of media. You know what I mean? Like, everybody want to be the king. You know, no, it's the truth. Because everybody want to be king of all like, there's this thing where there's this term that's been all like king of all media, right? Mm-hmm. So Tyler Perry been called king of all media. Mm-hmm. Pete Diddy been called king of all media. So, you know, we know that song by Jay-Z when it's like, what's the king to a god? Mm-hmm. I want to be the god of all media.
Wait.
You know what I mean? I want all control of all media.
Wait, of what, that song?
The Jay-Z song on Church in the Wild. It's on with
that's
Kanye
West.
With Kanye and Jay-Z.
Yeah, Kanye.
Yeah, three on
with but he got upset. He was like, nope. Do not say that is Jay-Z. That is Kanye West.
It's both of them. They collaborated.
They collaborated.
I ain't gonna
lie. It's called Walk the Throne. It's called Walk the Throne, man.
It's featured for a reason.
Like, done.
Nah, that's all I got to
respect. But what I'm saying is, you know, for me, you know, I'm doing a lot. You know, there's books, there's movies. There's series, there's games in the future. Oh, what theory? No, I'm not talking. I said series and series that I was talking to her. My phone went on.
You called me?
Like, no, Siri.
She gets on my nerves.
Right? Damn, threw me off. Okay, movies, series, books, games, and
I like how we all look.
And music. You know, that's my Infinity Gauntlet. Okay. You know what I mean? That's my Infinity fucking Gauntlet.
Okay, Thanos.
So
that's how that's his ring.
Right? So my whole thing is, if I don't discipline myself now, what the hell am I going to do when everybody's throwing it at me? Because I'm reading a lot of books, and a lot of these niggas fuck up because of bitches. Excuse my language, ladies.
That is fucking true.
And I'm not trying to get
caught. If it's not bitches, it's drugs.
Yes. Wow. And I already know drugs ain't going to be my downfall. Whoa. And one thing I know for sure, I love women a lot.
And we can't let the IRS know.
Right?
Oh,
so,
what?
And I'm reading, so the last memoir the IRS, I read was called The Kid Stays in the Picture. So that book was about the guy who produced The Godfather, Rosemary's Baby, you know, a whole bunch of other movies at Paramount, Popeye with Robin Williams. He produced 10 Ways to Lose a Guy in 10, what was it?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yes.
Oh, I love that movie.
So he produced all those movies, right? So every time his marriage fell apart, it's only because he was cheating. He just couldn't stop fucking.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Oh, wow. The book I'm reading now, which is called, what's the book? Oh, here we go. The Billion Dollar Bet. Which is about Robert Johnson and the inside story of BET. You got Robert Johnson, who created BET.
Oh,
this man, who was married to his wife for like 20 years. And, she had money before him. The story is almost like the Obama story. Obama and Michelle. You know that story where he's like, yeah, we worked at a firm, she was going to hire her up, and, you know, I was the new young black lawyer, and she didn't want to date me because I was the only black guy there. And I was like, come on, let's go out. And when they go see
that's how he sounds?
Yeah, that's how Obama sounds in my head.
I'm like,
you kind of sound like Bill Clinton just a little bit.
Let's you sound like Bill Clinton right now, or some shit. Like, that is not no
come
Obama.
How you but the difference with this one, so Robert meets Sheila. Sheila was better than, you know, she was, you know, she came from a well-to-do family. He was from the tracks or whatever. And eventually, you know, they got married. He eventually created BET. And eventually more people started working for BET. And eventually he started meeting other women who were, like, up there with him in the executive level in BET. And then people started noticing, hey, they're spending awfully a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, they came to work together today. They left together last night, too.
Oh,
coming to retreat. Oh, let's all go to the Bahamas together. Hey, they're in the same room together again. Oh.
Well, he's just slapping.
Why are you not
going to do
I thought we all drive together. Why are you not going to live by yourself with her? I thought we all drove together in the bus. What are you doing? So long story short, you know,
the
ferry came
open.
Out and, you know,
obviously
you know, like people would go like, they were literally going to her crib in like Florida and finding him there. Like, oh, Robert's here too? That's your family? The man who created BET here? Okay. Where's he? Wow. Where's Sheila? She's back at the ranch with the kids and the horses.
I would have taken one of them horses and ran his ass
the
fuck over.
She took a horse. She took all the whole stable. She took the house. Like, and a good chunk of beef.
She's like, give me that house and the fucking pets.
Bro, if you're gonna do something, just do the divorce and just be honest. Like, don't. And if you're gonna
these
cheat,
ladies were busting
it
wide open, knowing
I'm
damn
sorry.
Well that he
it's
was.
There's two things you're gonna
married.
Do. You either don't get married and just sled it out until you're ready, or. Be
divorce.
Faithful. No, be faithful and don't fuck it. You find the one that you want to fuck forever.
Exactly.
That's it. You just find out one person you just want to fuck
busting
forever.
It,
like,
it
I just want to beat them cheeks forever. Just these cheeks. I'm good with these
cheeks
right here.
Cheeks.
I don't want no other ones. Because in my opinion, you know, it's like getting pizza. You know, once you go get it a lot from a whole lot of places, you start knowing they all taste the same after a while.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Once you crack that one safe man,
you are going to go with the pizzeria you like.
Basically.
Yeah, that was some deep shit.
That's just my opinion. That's my opinion.
Nice.
So, the topic of the day is called jelping. The truth about jelping. Do you guys know what jelping is?
No, I really don't.
What the hell is jelping?
So, I didn't know what jelping was until yesterday. I was talking to a good friend of mine, Carrie Wiseman. She's a journalist. She writes for, you know, different publications, such as, like, Men Health and stuff like that. And we were talking about some of the products that was on KikiCandyOnline.com. And one of the stuff that we have on there is penis pumps. Now, for all I know about penis pumps is what I know from Austin Powers.
This is not mine.
Every time a guy walks past the penis pump, they always go, "Is that the thing from Austin Powers?" I'm like, yep, that's the thing. That, you know, because that's all we know. You know, it's like, oh, you know. And from my understanding, I know men porn stars use penis pumps before they start shooting their sex scenes. That's what I know. And strippers. Yeah.
And strippers, too.
You know. So we was talking about it, and, you know, we just like...
they're so stiff. Oh.
And she's like, yeah, you know... pumping, it's not really called penis pump, it's called jumping. And it's an ancient technique, you know, to, you know, that's supposed to make your penis bigger. But the question, so I asked her, so
yeah, more,
I'm like,
more.
Does it really work? Because I remember we did a podcast and we talked about it one time, and we was like, yo, if it could grow like 2 inches, why not? You know?
Yeah,
why the fuck not?
Whoa,
2 3
maybe.
She already tells you, like, bro, you good.
Yo, good. It's crazy because she has said you good, but, you know, just like...
No.
I want to come to Surprise,
no,
maybe get extra 2 inches.
Maybe I want to, you know, maybe I want to film it one time and maybe get a good...
There's a reason why she said you're good.
Yeah, I'm done.
She will let you know if you are too small. She will let you know. But if you're good,
you're good. I guess it's a guy thing. It's really a guy thing.
I want extreme.
Even if we know we're good, it's like, but you know, we just like, why not?
No, where's the gavel? I will put the ruling in now. No.
What do you think? Would you let your man go an extra 2 3 maybe 4 inches?
No. Come on.
If he's good, I'm just saying.
Yeah, if he's good, yes. But like, no.
No, if he's good, would you tell him to add more?
No, I wouldn't tell him to add more.
You better. I had to agree with
this. Some of those owls are really owls. Okay?
It's an ego thing. Like, even for I heard Sylvester Stallone try to get his dick bigger. So when he did Demolition Man and he was frozen in ice, he wanted niggas to see his dick. Yeah, he's like, no, I want them to see how big my dick is. Like, I want them to see this.
Okay.
You know?
It's not the Grand Canyon. You are not going to come out of her mouth. It's not going to happen.
No,
There is a wall.
We just want to hit them.
You cannot reach my chest.
We're just trying to do that.
Physically, it's not allowable.
Okay.
Well,
we got to reach for the stars.
No.
According to Carrie's article, Carrie actually wrote an article for Men's Health about this, which I'll put in the description, of course. And, you know, men are very obsessed online about, can you, you know, stretch out your penis, make it longer. I remember I saw a documentary on Showtime. I forgot the name of it. It was horrible. This guy was trying to, like, the guy wrapped around a dumbbell on his penis.
Oh, God.
Trying to stretch it. And then I was so tight that they actually showed it all. So they unraveled it. I'm like, nigga, it did nothing for you. It just made it even smaller. It violated your shit. Your shit looked like it's in pain. Your shit looked like it's broken, my nigga. Like, what was the whole point of that shit?
Why would he do that?
I can't.
So
oh, what the fuck stretch. Was the name of this documentary? It was bad though. I'm telling you, I'm about to look at it right now. But it was really bad. Because the whole thing was about this white boy who, like, the guy was trying to
get some kneecap. You'll be all right.
The guy was trying to. The whole documentary was about this guy trying to grow his penis. That's it. He was going around the world trying to grow his penis. That was the whole documentary. I kid you not. I'm not lying. That is literally the whole documentary. There we go. Unsung Hero. That's the name of it.
What the fuck is
this? Shit is called Unsung Hero.
This is like some gospel stuff. Like a gospel show.
Yes. He tries. It's an unsung hero. Tries a humiliated man's fact-finding journey as he consults porn stars, doctors, and anthropologists to learn whether the size of one manhood matter.
No. It's not gonna happen.
They're having a debate for Frenchie to get a penis.
No,
pump.
It's not gonna happen.
You know, not just men do this. We found out on King Candy, they're also breast enlargers as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Really? Right? This is
technically, the women in this room don't need breast enlargers.
Don't.
So they're not the demographic we're talking to about this. Of course, they're gonna be against this idea because they don't need it. But other women out there might feel like, you know, I might want to perk them bad boys up real quick.
There definitely are some women out there that needs a little,
couple pumps. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
That's not a couple. A couple of women.
What the fuck?
A
couples say the whole numbers.
Poke them out.
But then what if they had like those weird looking like mosquito bite ones?
Oh, don't be, don't say, bro, weird. Don't do that. They're not weird. They're lovely, lady.
Your lovely mosquito bites.
Lovely mosquito bites.
All sizes are beautiful.
It's all right. Everybody.
Every cup is beautiful.
Yes.
Y'all yeah. are weird.
You prejudice. You big prejudice.
See, that's the truth.
She has something. She's
out of nowhere drop. That's how.
She's like, you know how skinny girls talk about fat girls? That's how big breast women talk about women with no breasts. You see how you heard it here today. You
heard it here today. All cups are beautiful.
All cups. I was
speaking from experience. That was my fault. I was speaking from experience.
What the hell fell? What's up?
It sounded like a CD, but we're gonna leave it.
Yeah,
to...
I don't know. I just saw something in slow motion.
Okay, we're just gonna have to find that after the podcast. Okay.
Yeah, so.
But anywho, so. Some people say that it's an ancient Arabic technique, you know, but excessive joking may also come with serious risk, including penile leaking.
Wait,
what?
Penile
leaking.
Alright, the
say
side effects.
One more time. What?
Yeah, I did not know what the fuck you were saying.
Joking. I'm reading from, this is straight from her article.
Choking?
Her joking. Article. The whole thing. Joking. Joping.
Oh, okay.
The technique, if you do it too much, could, you know, have, you know, the risk includes leaking.
It makes sense.
You know? According to a 2015 survey, penis enlargement surgery is still one of the most desired cosmetic procedures among American men. Second only to fat reduction.
See? Like I said, just go get your extra 3 inches
because
and you'll be
fine. Guys have nothing else to work on. Like, they're losing their hair, go bald.
Nobody wants to walk around with a shiner. No.
All they worry about is just
they
ads.
Will hold on no, tight to
bald,
the receding hairline
hair. True,
and everything.
But,
like, all they worry
no,
about is just
not everybody
abs
wants to look like
penises.
Chronos.
Like,
come on. Like,
that's
I like the character.
Women,
but,
we got boobs, ass, vagina, hair. Face.
Just life.
Everything.
You know?
Excuse me. That's not true. Like, from what I realized, because I was watching Rocky last. I was watching Rocky last night in Creed 2. And you know, and I looked at how Rocky looked in the first movie, then how he looked in the third and the fourth movie. The only thing that was different between Rocky now and then in the first movie, he lost weight and he did his hair differently. He looked like a whole new man.
Because he had implants.
Yeah, I heard that, but we're not going to go into that. I respect that too much. You're going to go into
that. Exactly.
Yeah,
damn.
We're not doing
that.
Like
that, man.
He said like a whole commercial. Like, 5 seconds.
We're just doing that. We're not doing that.
Terms and conditions. Right.
I'm still trying to do a movie with Clive one day. We're not doing this here.
Done.
I got a script for you, Sylvester, if you're listening.
He's out there.
Right? Still doing Rambo movies. Like, hold on, man. If you're still going to do these Rambos, hold on. I got one more for you real quick. But anywho, according to this article, because I didn't do any research besides reading this article, unfortunately, the surgery don't always work. You know, it includes some serious risk, including infection.
That's a fact.
Blood clotting.
That's a fact.
Weaker erections.
That's a fact.
And like I said before,
death.
Penile leaking. Oh, death. Oh, no. Hey, now.
Personal experience. Hey, now. This is why she said no, because personal experience. And that's why I understand.
Now, this is what we're talking about.
Damn.
But this is what we're talking about, the surgery. We're not talking about joking. We're not talking about joking. We're talking about surgery. Penis
Thank
surgery.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, I just wanted to point that out. Penoplasty. I cannot pronounce this for shit. Penoplasty.
Some medical
plastic. Penoplasty. Penoplasty. Penoplasty.
Mm-hmm.
Penoplasty, right? Am I bugging out here? Yeah, I smoked too much weed today. Mm-hmm. Penoplasty is the word, right? I want to make sure we let these people know exactly what we're talking about.
Penoplasty, yeah.
Okay. Penoplasty is what we're saying is the surgery and what includes those serious risks, you know. But, you know, jumping is a little different from that, you know. And what they do is they wait till, like, someone is erected, and when they're erect, they lube up, grab the base of the penis, using just the thumb and the index finger, and they apply pressure, and then they slide your hand down the shaft as if you're milking the organ.
What?
And you just repeat. And you do that for like 20 minutes, like exercise.
What?
And that's apparently how they enlarge their penis naturally.
Oh, wow.
What?
So they have to pleasure themselves.
It's not really pleasure because you can't really bust a nut. So you're just 20 minutes of just teasing yourself, basically.
Oh wow.
Wait, say that again. That's a natural organic
way. No.
That's a natural organic way.
No.
No. I gotta listen to this episode again.
I will take your phone.
But, you know, some claim that the exercise can help increase the amount of blood the penis can accommodate during an erection, which causes an increase in size. Others believe that force administered, you know, by jumping creates a micro tear in the penile tissue. New cells then grow to repair the tears, leading to an increase in size. You know, Carrie told me it's similar to what bodybuilders do for their arms and, you know, their legs and stuff.
The steroids?
Not steroids. When they work out, when someone builds the muscles in the arm and their legs, that's basically what they're doing for the penis. It's bodybuilding for the penis, basically.
Ooh, jeez, that sounds painful.
You know, there's been one legitimate medical philosophy that appears to support the concept. You know, they call it tissue remodeling, and it revolves around the reorganization of the existing tissue.
I know somebody's writing this down.
You know, but, so, you know, some people say it works, but, you know, a lot of people in the medical community say no. You know, the fundamental flaw with jumping is a poor understanding of the penile and not anatomy. You know, when a guy jumps, he's squeezing blood into the erectile chamber and fluffing his penis.
Wow.
If there's any growth going on, it's just taking a soft penis into a semi-erection.
Oh my gosh. These things. Stories.
But you don't have a penis, so you know this don't really apply to
like
you, Anna.
Just hilarious. Fucking fluffing out your dick.
Every man wants a couple more inches.
Every man has that moment in his life. He's like, you know, I'm okay with my size, or, you know, it would have hurt to make it a little bigger. Yeah. You know, that's just what we do. I don't know why.
If you already got kneecap to ankle size, please, you good, bro. You guys are good.
That nigga's the mumbo, jumbo, lumbo.
Just hung like a horse.
Shoot.
Nah.
That shit is sick.
I think every guy just wanted to be able to just pull out that shit one day and scare somebody one time.
Watch out for that right wrong reaction.
I'm not even erect.
You gotta take a breathing exercise. Gotta prepare your vagina for some. Oh, God.
Oh, hell no. Y'all gonna be grabbing and running like, no! Can't destroy these yet. Some of them be like, challenge accepted.
Right. Yep. Like, oh, girls. I could take you.
The big girls do. The very girls sit there and be like, God damn. You still going? Holy shit. Like, hey, man, you said you had it. I'm trying to see if you have it. Like, God damn. First of all, your penis is probably fine already, guys. You know, the average man penis, I heard, is what, 5 inches?
Yes.
So, if you have 5 inches, you're okay. So if you're like me and Frenchie here, who's already past that, you're even better. But if you're at 5, guys, you're perfectly average, and that's fine. Okay? So anybody who's under that, go ahead and get the penis pump from KikiCandyOnline.com.
No, don't say that.
It's the truth. It's the truth. I know there's insecure people listening out there, and we're here to help. That's what we're here for. So if you're out there, and you're under 5 inches, and you're just like, yo, I'm at 3, and I want to get that extra 2...
Or 3.
I don't know how the penis pump works, you know. Uh-huh. But, you know, if it does work, get it on KikiCandyOnline.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, but, be careful out there, guys. Don't break your penis trying to make it bigger.
Too many pumps.
Oh, God!
Because I know one thing. I don't want to be trying to, like... I'm good right now, and now that I hear this stuff, I don't want to risk losing anything. You know,
or leaks.
Right?
Or
I don't want to be leaking anything.
Oh, God. Come on.
That's the worst. Like, you're going to be liquid coming out.
Like, I'm going to get the same nut no matter what side it is, okay? Remember that, guys. You're going to get the same nut no matter what side it is.
Yeah.
Just make sure you make her nut first. Make sure she climax it, and y'all good. Y'all going to be A-okay. You know, there's different ways to please a woman without just using your penis, actually, you know?
Yeah,
I learned that from a movie. Remember, everything 30 Days a Night or something? The one with Josh Hartnett, where he could have sex for, like, 30 days or something like that.
Yes.
And remember he made that girl come with just using a flower?
Yes.
Remember that shit?
Yes.
Remember that shit? You ever saw that movie?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, the classics, man. The fucking classics. That was an action rated R movie. Yeah, it was interesting, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because after that 40 day, he was...
Oh, nah, he got raped.
Yeah, he tore that girl up.
Yeah, he got raped, but after he forgave, I think she forgave him, he was tearing her up. Had Gatorade and everything. Told his friends to get out.
Those movies, I realized, all the sex comedy from the past were male fantasies. I mean, it was just rare that we saw a sex comedy from a woman's point of view. We're going to have to create the first one. A sex comedy from a woman's point of view.
I mean, wasn't Taraji's latest movie like that?
Not really. Not really. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess women already have that with their romance fiction and soap operas and like. Yeah, I guess that's y'all version of the sex comedy. Except y'all not laughing too much at y'all shit. Y'all get shit gets it serious. Cause even Insecure gets serious as fuck. Like, god damn, why are we getting so dramatic right now? I'm here for the laughs. Where the big girl go? Where the big girl go? Yeah, she's funny. She's funny. Where she went? But yeah. I don't know. I for sure, thinking back to all the sex comedies I saw, I'm like, damn. Them shits were so not political correct now. Like, you remember Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah, I remember.
Remember when they hooked up cameras to the girls' sorority house to see them naked? That's against the fucking law. Them niggas would be a fucking arrested if that was fact. Felony. They would be in fucking jail.
Locked down.
Shit, in that movie. Yeah, they knew they was there. They knew they were shooting the movie. They got paid for the movie.
Did you remember the scene when he made out with the girl in the bounce house and he was wearing her boyfriend's costume so she thought she was fucking her boyfriend but she was fucking the nerd?
Oh, shit.
And then at the end, she's like, oh, fuck it. I'm just gonna fuck with this nerd. In real life, that's considered rape. That's fucking rape, my nigga.
Hey, wait, time out, time out.
She thought that was her boyfriend in that Dark Vader mask. She didn't know that was you.
Oh.
Wait. That was an opportunity.
Nigga, that was rape.
That's
rape. That was rape. Fuck. Oh, God, it's so different.
What are you talking about? What's so different?
Nah, because I'm thinking,
in the movie, to make it look like he's the good guy. Like, I got the girl. The jock was a bully. He treated his girl bad.
Payback. I think it was payback.
Yeah,
it was
supposed to be like payback.
She don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
And that alone was fucking the whole thing. Because she knew this scene would be so much different. Like, she knew from Jump Street, if he took off the mask from Jump, and she still fucked him before he tried to fuck
that
her.
That would be better. That would be a
different scene. The fact that he fucked her, and then tell her, oh, I'm not your boyfriend, like, that could fucking traumatize somebody.
Come on.
That could fucking have somebody lose this. She could end up in a cuckoo house. That ain't gonna do it. Thinking everybody's not who they say they are. But hey, we know it's not! I'm not trying to make fun of anybody with mental disorder here. I'm just saying, you know, that could be a very traumatizing experience, you know. So I'm looking back at these movies now with a different light and you know, just looking at different, like, damn, the shit that this movie has been teaching men for years. Like, I'm telling you, growing up, I loved that movie. American Pie, Van Wilder.
Oh, God.
You know, my horny teenage ass loved them shits. Fucking Harold and Kumar.
Yes.
Anything that was unrated and showed tits at one point, I had a copy of them shits. Miss March, that was the one when it went to the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you got punched in the face twice.
Until the point I started actually having sex, those were my favorite movies. Until I started having sex, and the movies were boring as hell after that. Because once you start having sex, the movies aren't interesting anymore having sex. When you start having sex in
the
movie.
And you realize that there's actual porn, you can go online.
Right. Exactly.
This is the next level.
Free? Like, oh yeah, forget about it. Then you find out you can stream it on PlayStation.
Oh my God.
Xbox.
Nintendo Wii. Like, you just.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's amazing how these days porn is so accessible compared to when we were kids. Like, somebody had to, like, wait till the parents was at the house, but for they got to be the lookout, while another person...
When they look at the bill, they see that you ordered it and stuff.
Shit,
so,
now they got big headsets.
Right, they got headsets on, they be right behind their parents watching that shit. My parents, if you don't know, your kids is watching porn behind you while you're driving. You might want to see what's going on under them headphones. You might want to check that out. You might want to.
Some parents already know that shit.
Right? Hey, you're going to find out anyway. How you going to let your kid find out about sex?
Ah, damn.
That's going to be hard. I have to wait for a certain age. Like, listen. Whew. Ask your mother. That's the best question for guys. Ask your mother.
That's a real hard question because it's like nobody else in this room has kids. Like,
you have a kid, though.
I do.
That's why I asked you.
Damn.
One of those days, it's gonna come up. And this is the birds and the bees, so this is the perfect time to talk. Like, what? How are you going to explain the birds and the bees? Where, how old do you feel like you're going to wait? How old? How long are you going to wait until you find out? Because I can tell you one thing. By the time I was in daycare, kindergarten, I seen soap operas. So I had an idea
of what
sex was.
I saw my first pee-pee, like, in kindergarten.
Right.
Like, it was like, you don't know what sex down. And he's like, okay. Like,
oh my God.
Can we please? Listen.
Like, kids find out very early that men and women do something else besides kiss, but they don't know what it is. They didn't know.
Nobody looks stressed.
Cause he raising that girl. He's raising her daughter.
I don't know how. Like, that's gonna be hard. Because that, then I have to have be loading up the shotgun and the revolver.
Bust it wide open.
As a step parent, I mean, I would feel like it would probably be easier to have that conversation.
Yeah,
with, cause
it'd make you guys closer.
Cause yeah, parent, cause you're a man though? Cause you're a man. You're able to tell from a different point of view.
Big responsibility.
Hey girl, come on. Like, you gotta show her. You gotta be the example of what men are supposed to be. And then tell her, like, yo, man, everybody's going to try to smash.
Baby girl, you know, you can tell me anything. And then you guys
can... You got to let her know every man's going to try to smash.
Every man, yeah, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her, look, listen, I'm going to have to tell her the truth. When you're older, you're going to find out certain things about people. And
you can't bust it wide open for everyone.
Older. People find this stuff young sometimes.
Yeah, like...
Not for nothing, like, what I do, I'll probably just, like, give her a condom and be like, you need to use this. When that time comes, if I find out that you did not use it, I will kill you before anything else fucking does.
Okay.
Just use
then
it.
Then I'm going to walk in a room and try to explain this differently. I'm like, look, your school's going to teach you anyway. So.
I learned from movies and pornos.
Do they really do that? Though?
No.
Yes,
they have. I learned from movies and pornos.
Yes, they
have. The
they do
the
have sex
porn.
Education. They do have sex education.
I went to Catholic school.
They didn't teach you that shit.
No, my sex education class was religion.
Right? Yeah, man, I went to Catholic church. You have sex, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I still have that Catholic guilt. I think that's one of the reasons why I can be celibate for so long. I still got that Catholic guilt still in my subconscious.
Oh, no, I got out of it.
So how the heck was we made, if you think that we
made I got
it.
Out
you
of
have
it.
To, you're only supposed to have sex when you're making babies. That's the gap, you know, that's what
I
that,
found a way.
It's the sin to be wasting the seeds. I can't be wasting seeds, you know.
Listen, every month, That's an egg being released. We are born with over 100,000 eggs.
Mm-hmm. And we were born with the millions!
Exactly. Y'all can spare it.
And we're supposed to be, you know, planting our seeds. You know, it's going to be fruitful. You're supposed to be fruitful, according to the good book. You know, there were a lot of us.
I am so sorry.
We're wasting these seeds. Every time we pull out, we're basically shitting on God, basically.
Not for nothing though, like, doesn't it at one point they say that there's way too many people and they start having them kill their kids off?
What?
See, it was a test. God didn't really want him to kill his son.
They showed him. He just wanted to. I'm just saying.
That was a whole other text.
At one point, they had to put the baby's blood.
Oh my God!
No, the lamb. That was the lamb's blood.
No. Somebody tricked.
Because what happened was that they was trying to convince the Pharaoh, like, hey Pharaoh, if you're really a man of God, you'll do this. And he's like, fuck out of here, I ain't killing my kid. So they basically were like, hey, if you believe in God, you take a lamb, you slaughter that lamb, and put the blood on your door, so the angels don't come in and fuck you fuck up your family. And whoever didn't have the blood on that door, the angels came and fuck up the family. Yep, this is the Bible, people. Believe it or not, this is the Bible. This is the Bible. Believe it or not, okay. This is my interpretation, but this is scripture. I'm not lying.
Okay.
This is scripture. This is scripture.
Oh, now you don't want to have a conversation.
Now you picked up the textbook. Like, can we get back to the other books? Like, can we get out of the religious text? Can we get out of the religious text real quick?
I think
there's a lot of sex in the Bible, believe it or not.
Really is. Plenty
there's
of sex
a lot
in the
of
Bible.
Sex in the Bible.
The story of
a lot of rape, a lot of molestation. There's even women who
incest,
rape their own family members.
Incest.
Yes, there's a lot of women who rape their own family. It's like, wow. It's just like, and that's why, you know, as a kid, I was like, I kind of understood what sex was because I had the Bible, I had porn, I had movies, you know. My mom only, the only sex talk my mom had with me was, you get a girl pregnant, I'm going to beat you, the girl, the kid, and I'm cutting your dick off. That was the sex talk.
You're lucky. My mom came in the room before I even had, like, before I even lost my virginity. She was just like, "You're having sex." I was like, "What? What?" She was like, "I know you're having sex."
My mom did the same thing with me,
like,
too.
Why? Why? What and did I do? That's what I'm saying. I was like, what did I do to make you believe that I'm out here having sex? Because
mothers can tell, it's like,
and I mean, a week later, I lost my virginity.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, exactly. Me too. Literally, deadass, right after.
She's accusing me of doing it. I might as well.
Mothers in the world who's listening, if you have children, the week you accuse your child, that's the week they're going to start having sex. So
no, busting it wide open.
So be prepared for it. The moment you do that, you just open the gateway for
it's
your kids.
Traumatizing. Don't do it to us.
So yeah. It's like, oh, man, you know what? I might as well.
But mothers just have that feeling. I'm like, Mom.
My mom knew when I got somebody pregnant ASAP. She knew when I got somebody pregnant. She came, she like, "I had a dream," and I was like, "Oh boy."
Oh shit.
She said there was fishes. I was like, "Oh no." Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that thing, that old tale. Like,
and they dreamed about fishes, so I was pregnant. And she thought it was Eddie who got somebody pregnant. She didn't know it was me.
My sister, like, got the day I found out, my sister got in the car and just put her hand on my stomach. And I was like, "What are you doing?" And she was like, "I had a dream that you had a baby." And I had a dream it was a girl. And that same day, I found out I was pregnant. And I was just, and nobody knew. And I'm just like,
shit.
Bruh, you're bugging. Like, you're bugging.
Life is hard. So make sure y'all wrap it up. And unless, you know, you want to be fruitful and, you know, feed, you know, plant your seeds. Say, hey, man, it's what God wanted you to do.
But be responsible.
But be responsible.
Take care of your
babies
kids.
Babies cost money.
Oh, my God.
Babies cost money.
Oh, my God.
It's always cheaper to buy a condom from KinkyCandyOnline.com.
That is a fact.
That is a fact.
Shameless plug all over this because it's our sponsors. Shout out to KinkyCandyOnline.com. Because we have enough condoms to make sure your ass don't have babies for years.
And Plan B is not like a definite, like, okay, I'm going to definitely use this as a form of contraceptive.
No.
Do not do that. That shit is legit for emergency purposes.
Like shit.
There's a reason why it's $50.
Oh, my God.
$50.
A lot of people pop them shits like M&M's.
Yeah, they do.
A lot of people are having sex like all willy-nilly. But I talk to my friends, my female friends about sex, and I tell them, you know, like, yeah, I haven't been having sex for this long. They're like, God damn, man. How the fuck you do this? I fucked three guys yesterday. They're like, God damn it. I don't know. That's man. I'm like, it's different for y'all, though. Because y'all can just walk out the door and boom, there's a man. Where it's just like, guy, you can't just walk up to, I mean, you can try to walk up to every girl, but you're not going to get every girl. You know what I mean? Where a girl can literally just take every number that gets her way. You know what I mean? So the opportunities and the leverage is different.
It's all about the energy, yo.
I don't know what type of energy that is.
Because guys will walk into a girl with no energy. That's like, guys going to walk into a girl because she got a vagina. Oh, you got a hole? You got a hole? How you doing?
We have multiple holes.
You have a pulse.
Where some girls are just like, no, I'm on my period. I'm not trying to talk to you. No, I got a man. I'm not trying to talk to you. No,
wait,
I'm going
really
to get some shit
right
now.
Really, a girl would say that to a guy? I have my period?
You'd be surprised. Yes. I've heard it all.
Heavily.
I've heard it all.
Oh, it's heavily.
I've heard it all.
Period and heavily should not be together.
I'm a type of guy who just like to say hi. And, you know, like, I'm like, oh, nice dress. And keep walking. You know what I mean? You know, and some people just take it wrong. It's just like, I got a man. Like, I what is it? Trying to ask you out.
Yeah,
and
so you get, like, creeper vibes.
For your social.
It ain't creeper vibes.
Sometimes it's creeper vibes.
It ain't creeper vibes. Mm-hmm. It's just some girls that just in on that.
There's some chicks that just legit be on, like, way too.
Because I be in my suit. And, like, I'm like, you, like, come on now. Like, I ain't no bum nigga. Like asking for some change, some shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm just walking by like, oh, nice dress, you know, because it's a nice dress, mm-hmm. you know. And being raised by a single mother, I know how women feel about compliments. Women like compliments, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So if somebody didn't tell you today, I would like to be that one to tell you, you know, you look nice today. If you don't know this yet by me, people, I get high on people's happiness. I get my endorphin rush come from seeing other people happy. It's that's my drug. That really is. When I see somebody smile, a genuine smile, it makes me feel so good. Like, so good inside.
I put that smile on your face.
It feels so good. Yeah. You know what I mean? To me, that's better than sex. It's better than weed. Better than alcohol. It's the best feeling in the world. That's my endorphin rush. You know?
I had to think about that for a second.
Yeah. Everybody's different. Yeah. But for me, that's my addiction. It's endorphin rush. You know? My endorphin rush is to see that I put a smile on somebody's face. You know? Because sometimes it's hard to make people smile.
And it's annoying because Carl will walk up to you with a smile on your face. You'd be depressed as well. You just want to be mad, and he's just like, hey,
just take
a smile off your face for like 2 seconds.
You just feel good to be happy.
I like that time, man.
And it'll work because you end up smiling too.
Put your happy go lucky eyes.
That's one of my favorite songs, Happy Go Lucky Me.
Oh my god.
It's crazy. I out of all the places I got that song, I got it from Breaking Bad. The song played at Breaking Bad one time when somebody was killing somebody. And the guy was just like, I can smile when things ain't funny. Happy go lucky me. And I heard that, I was like, I love that song. Like, Siri, what is this? I need this song. Well, the guy playing the banjo. The guy got the banjo. Like, I need this song. I need this song in my life.
The banjo.
Breaking bad. Off of a bad situation.
Right? Off the horrible, worst situation.
That's the best, though.
Love that song.
Those are true songs of passion.
Right? Any song that just defines my life. Happy go lucky me.
Maybe not that clip. I would hope not.
Yes, don't use that scene. No, just show clips of me just being happy go lucky. You know, happy go lucky me. You know, it's up there with a hole in the bucket sauce. You know.
Wow. I remember that day he actually looked the song up and everything.
We would go fishing. Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, they had buckets and I was like, make sure there ain't a hole in the bucket. I got a whole song about it.
But the worst part is, like, before he actually looked the song up, he was singing the song for like 20 minutes. Like, he couldn't get it out of his head.
This is just one of those songs you just can't get out of your head.
Like,
you know?
It was so random. Hole in the bucket. Like, what is this?
It's a classic. It's a classic, man. They don't make them like they used to no more, man. They don't make them like they used to. I gotta bring it back, you know? You gotta keep them alive or they're gonna die forever, you know?
Bye-bye. Rest in peace.
No, you gotta keep them alive, you know?
You got holes in the buckets.
You got holes in the buckets.
Yo, I can't.
The word bucket don't work no more.
I bet.
One of these days we're gonna drop that fishing vlog so you can see the moment. And we still haven't put that video out. It's crazy. Frenchie grabs the snapper turtle from like the depths of hell. Picks it up and literally, I'm telling you, it looks like something from Jurassic Park. We were like, what the fuck? He literally fished this shit from nowhere. This shit was at the bottom of the fucking sea. Like, yo. Which is, like, he really got it. And he, like, and the thing is, the shit wasn't coming up all the way, so he literally took his hand, put some gloves on, and dig into the water and grab that shit out. Like, look, guys! Like, no! Dude! No! This is how horror movies start.
Because that's, like, he could have fucked you guys
that
up.
That shit was big enough
I've been catching them for years.
I'm afraid when we get like we get some real money, we get like a boat, and he's like, yo, let's go by the swamp.
Oh,
like,
no,
whoa, no, we
no,
don't go by the swamp.
No,
yes,
no,
yes,
no,
yes,
no.
Yes.
Let some
yes.
alligator creep up. He's talking about, babe, hold my beer. Hold my beer, I got
you. Give me my machete. Let's do this. Give me the gun.
Like, we're going to get some crocodile shoes today.
Right?
I want some crocs. I want
some
fresh.
Some soup? Some crocodile soup?
Like, have you ever cooked crocodile meat before?
Oh, God. Tender.
Swap meat.
Reggie would cut it up in like 2.5 seconds.
All right, I want the swap
skin
meat.
It. Everything.
I'm good, man. I'm a Presbyterian now. And I'm addicted to regular old snapper fish and regular all that shit.
We're just going to go all vegan.
Right?
Like, straight vegan.
Oh, I don't think that's in the food chart. Like
trying different stuff.
There's fish, there's bread, there's
right?
beef. You know.
There's even wine.
Right? But alligator then up there.
No.
Nowhere in that triangle.
What
in that
you mean?
Pyramid.
Where's my room? Let's go.
But guys, this was this episode of the birds and the bees. So what? Oh, we never got to the tip of the week.
No,
I could have sworn we did tip of the week.
No,
trying to end off early.
I could have sworn we did tip of the week. Okay, so what is the tip of the week?
I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I had to fix.
Yeah, what's the tip of the week?
All right, so the tip of the week is to think back to something he's told you about sex that turns him on. Do that for him by being sexually generous with him. He may try even harder to meet your needs.
Wait. What?
Say it one more time.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay. Think back to something he's told you about sex that turns him on. Do that for him. By being sexually generous with him, he may try even harder to meet your needs.
Hmm.
So,
I like that one.
Either to get some, you gotta give some?
Basically.
That's the tip of the day, people.
Basically.
What are your thoughts on the tip of the day?
Yes. Please let us know. What have you done? Actually, it's very true. You know what? It's not a lie. You know, I remember one time I was dealing with this girl, and I went ahead, but I know I wasn't just gonna go outright and just like, y'all want some head. You know, because that's not my style. You know, because y'all know me. My door for the scene, people smile. So I'm I'm going to give her head. And then,
okay,
eventually, I'm going to just go, yeah, here we go.
Kick it.
And then, you know, I get head myself. But that's already after I gave her some bomb ass head. And it's just like, you know, let's keep this show going. You know, and then, you know. That worked out pretty fun, you know. It worked out in my favor. It did.
That's good.
It did. But that's the only girl that I actually know and trust. I don't. I always tell y'all don't be just going down on people all willy nilly. You don't know them like that. Don't do that.
It's not always safe.
We told a story earlier about peanut leaking and shit. Girl, do that. Come on, now. You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful out there. God. I remember there was one time there was this girl that I was talking to. And I didn't want to deal with her because I know she already fucked a dude I was cool with. And I knew this nigga was burning.
Oh,
I
know
this
God.
Nigga
oh,
had
I think
something.
You told me this
and
itch.
I was like,
need the cream.
She fucked this nigga. I don't know. I can't do that. No. No way. I know this nigga. He be fucking bitches raw. Nope. So, I didn't do it. And then she was hanging out with like my god sister and shit. And she talking to her and shit. And she, you know, and then my godfather would come back. She's like, yo, you really dodged a bullet. I was like, why you say that? She's like, yeah. She said she fucked this nigga. And there was this green shit coming out of his dick.
Ew.
And I'm like, ew. And she saw that after she fucked? She's like, no, before.
Oh.
And I was like, so she saw the green shit coming out and still fucked? She's like, yep.
That's what she gets.
And I was like,
bruh.
This is why I take my time. Yeah, people don't understand. I always say, don't rush into this shit. Your biggest, like, people be so into, like, you know, I guess needing some fucking affection or some dick or some pussy or something. But everybody be jumping in because they be bored. Niggas be bored and just like, yo, I need a fuck.
They bored and then they catch some kind
right.
of disease.
Please, people, don't be just trying to jump into bed with everybody. I always have a 3-date rule for me. I need to know who the fuck I'm dealing with first before I'm inside you. Because if I don't like you by the 3rd date, then I know. Like, by the 3rd date, I know who you are. That's me, my opinion. By the 3rd date... I figure out by the first date, it's the facade, you know.
Surface.
It's, you know, they're just like, you know, hi, this is the, you know, this is the trailer, you know. You know, this is what you might get when you hang with me, you know. The second one is a sneak peek. You kind of got the movie, but it's not the whole movie yet, but you've seen some behind the scenes clips, you know. You
third one, they comfortable.
Right? And then that 3rd date, when they think they really get to know you, and they figure out your routine by then. That's when the real information starts to slip out. And then, boom, you know who you're dealing with then. You know right there, like, ooh, we should just be friends. Like, we should just be friends. I think we can be best of friends.
That's funny.
It's the truth.
Hey, buddy.
You got this. Yeah, I keep telling y'all, I'm learning from the mistakes of the people I admire. Their biggest problem is fucking the wrong bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be me. Won't be me. We talking billions here, people. We talking billions. I will never allow my dick to get in the way of my billions. I'm sorry. Nope. Not happening today.
You connected to me, but it's not happening.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
No distractions.
Like, sex feels good.
Take away your mental.
Sex feels good, but it feels better to have a house over my head and clothes on my back and shit I actually want and I can spend my money on. You know what I mean? Like, yes. I just enjoy the simple shit. Just to be able to go to the movies, see 3 movies in a day, and then take my ass to Applebee's or Fridays and get a steak and shit and just smoke blood and, you know, go home, buy some more movies.
Not for nothing, this sounds like a really expensive night.
It is expensive night, but that's my lifestyle. I love this shit. You know,
Paul and me.
And if this is how I am now with no money, imagine when I have all the money in the world. Best believe I'm having a theater at home. My theater's at the crib. I'm building a theater.
He's going to own a whole theater. He's going to buy a theater.
He's going to
walk in and be like, let me see management. How much is it worth?
Like, how much is your soul worth?
Cash or...
What's up? Yo, I'm done.
I'm like, I buy this today, right now.
Me and my friends are free. We talking about, we got a private.
Free, we own the shit. Fuck you, mean?
Nobody
we own it. It's happening, people.
You'll be walking in the movie theater. Cole! There's one movie playing. Like, you gotta follow the sound. Like, bro, a whole movie theater, though? It's like, yes. I need the experience.
Yeah, we got popcorns.
He's like, I even put my own money in the register.
You want the popcorn? That's what confused me. When I would watch MTV Cribs as a kid, that's all that mattered to me. I ain't give a fuck about your pool, your bathroom, your bedroom. Where's the movie theater? Let me see how your theater look. And I used to get tight when I see the richest people with the most stupidest theater ever. I'm like, that's it? That's all you got? That's all you got? One of the ones I loved the most was Russell Simmons. Yeah. Russell Simmons had a really dope theater. I was like, that's how you do a theater. And, of course, Michael Jackson. That's how you do it. But Michael didn't have enough seats. Michael only had a few seats in there. I was like, but Michael was...
Because, you know, he's very private.
He wasn't for really having people.
Yeah, true.
Exactly.
True.
I was about to say, he's very private.
My ass, even though if there's nobody in my house, I want all the seats in there. Maybe because I'm used to that now, because you see how many times I go to the movie. There's a lot of times I'm in the movie, and there's a whole lot of seats, and I'm the only fucking one there watching the movie. Sitting there vaping away in the back. Sitting there like, oh, this is a good movie. You know? But, yeah, I guess I just love that experience. But, yeah, like I said, I'm not letting my dick get in the way of me having that experience. And I enjoyed movies too much to let, oh, man, I fucked this girl, now she's taking me for all I got. Yeah, it happens in this world. So, that happened. That don't really happen to women, though. Women can't fuck... Ooh. Well, we can marry the wrong guy and get stuck paying alimony. But when have a woman fucked the wrong guy and it fucked up her business and, you know... all that shit.
I don't know.
It happened.
I mean, we probably can't even think of a moment, but it's happened.
Yeah.
I can't think of one.
Double standard, you know.
It is a double standard, because women can get away with shit men can't get away with. All the time.
What about Britney?
Britney Spears? Isn't that alimony?
She had to pay, what's his name?
That's alimony. She didn't cheat on him and get stuck with alimony. That was marriage and divorce, and she had to pay alimony. That's different. I'm talking about women fucking another man, and then, you know, she got to pay her, you know, whoever the fuck she was dealing with, and, you know, all that shit, because, you know, court cases and shit. Like, I forgot what I was watching recently, but it was a court case where, I forgot what the situation was, but this woman was fucking with a man, and she stopped fucking with the man, but her whole life was never the same after he left. And even though they wasn't married, but he still had to pay to do with her shit. Because she became so accustomed to this lifestyle that he was funding and shit. And now, you know, she can't get a job. Mentally, she's unstable and all this shit. She traumatized and shit.
And she managed to convince the judge?
I forgot what it was. There was I forgot the lawyer's name, but that lawyer worked something out. She got a check.
Oh, I need to look that lawyer.
Right, she got a check. There was something he did. I forgot what it was, but there was something he did. Most likely he probably fucked her up. I forgot. It's most likely that what it is. Usually when men do some abusive shit, you know, there has to be a penalty for that shit. You gotta be. But
To prove it though.
I can't remember what I just can't. I gotta research this. I will bring this up in another podcast, people. But just believe, randomly one day at the end of another podcast, we're gonna come back to this conversation. Like, hey guys, remember that time we were talking about a woman who got a lot of money on a guy, and we couldn't figure out whether he beat her or not. Yeah, so be prepared for that.
It was the next time.
It was just like that. It was just like that.
Oh God.
But anywho, you know, speaking of double standards, you know, it's crazy that I was about to say goodbye, but, you know, I want to bring this up real quick. Because I just saw What Men Want recently. I saw it twice because I love that movie. Now, recently I saw What Women Want with Anna. We saw that, what, a couple months ago? What Men Want and What Women Want. And I enjoyed that movie. That was a good movie. I loved it. I had no problem with it. It's still a man fantasy, but I thought I digged it. But What Men Want, I loved way more. It's a really good movie. Really, 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 really good movie. I thought I was going to hate this shit. I thought the movie was going to just be like men being perverted for 90 minutes. Like, ooh, look at that ass. Ooh, I was tap that shit. Like, nope. Wasn't that. It was shit like, oh, man, my dog gets to poop on the sidewalk. I wish I could poop anywhere. I was like, yeah. This is the dumb shit that thinks, yep. That's exactly the dumb shit we think.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. Yo, listen. It's not one of my choices, but goddamn.
Imagine that they think dumb shit like that. I'm kidding you not.
Like, if it was like, I wish I could shit on my lawn. Like, just like my dog Poofy. Like, shits anywhere on my lawn.
Like imagine this woman, I'm dying.
Don't take him to a walk, he can piss anywhere. But like, same thing with me. Like,
there's a scene where the guy is walking with another white guy. There's two white guys walking, dressed up suit, and they act a real positive. Like, yeah, we run the world. Yeah, we got this. Then you hear the subconscious thoughts. He's like, man, I hope I look good today. Hope everything's all right. Damn, homie's got a, he got a new Rolex. That shit looks nice. Then we hear his thoughts. Man, I hope no one knows this is a fake Rolex. And I'm like, yep, that's how that thinks. That's how it works. That's exactly how it works. This movie, authentic. Authentic.
Like, oh, wow.
I love it. I love it.
Do they have this on Netflix?
Now, yeah, it's still in theaters.
Oh, God.
Still in theaters. So go ahead, y'all. Hey, support.
That's good.
Go support the movie. It's still in theaters. Because, I don't know how many, I don't know if it's doing, I think it's doing alright. I'm not sure. I think it did well for Valentine's Day weekend. I didn't see it for Valentine's Day weekend. I saw Alita Battle Angel, but it had nothing to do with romance. I mean, it had some romance in it, but I ain't come for no goddamn romance. I can't just see robots fighting in space. So
straight up.
So
straight like that.
Fuck the love.
Right?
Give me the violence.
And then they killed the dude. Oh, spoilers. Oops. Yeah, they ended up killing the boyfriend of that. So I was like, oh! Well, this is the worst Valentine's Day for every couple watching this movie right
Wait,
now.
Wait, what movie is that?
The Alita Battle Angel.
Oh.
Yeah, but if y'all read the manga and saw the anime, y'all already know that shit. Y'all already. Because most people who see that movie are interested in the manga and the anime. Most other people don't know what the fuck that is. Like, what the fuck is this movie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I watched it because Robert Rodriguez did it. Robert Rodriguez, Desperado, Machete, Spy Kids. You know, and it's produced by James Cameron, Avatar, Titanic. So I was like, oh, I'm in for some shit. Mm-hmm. You know? And it was number one in the theaters, but still lost bad money. Because, you know, the shit was like $200 million to produce, and it made like maybe $20 million that first week.
Damn.
Even though it was number one, it's not a lot of fucking money. That's why they always tell you, like, oh, yeah, number one. They never try to tell you how much the shit really made, because that shit going to take a minute to get that shit back. And they're trying to do sequels. Hoo-hoo, good luck.
Damn.
Good luck, my nigga. You better get the Avatars out. Yeah. The Avatar movie better fund that sequel, because I don't know how that's going to work, but shout out to, you know, Robert Rodriguez, he's the man who taught me filmmaking. So, yeah. But,
yeah.
And speaking of filmmaking, he showed one of the people who showed me titties in my movies when growing up.
Oh, my God.
Desperado, there was a sex scene. Then there was at the time a Hayek sex scene with her titties. And then there was the strip scene in Death Till Dawn.
Yes.
You know, and these were all before. Yes. And I already knew Spy Kids by this point. But, you know, this is after I saw Spy Kids. And I was like, oh, shit, he got R-rated movies? But then, you know, just Sin City, and it's like, oh shit, there's more titties in here. There's black and white titties.
You know, the funny story behind Sin City. I took a guy's virginity while watching that.
Oh,
movie.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you are living that life. All you probably heard was the music in the room.
Oh, God, with the slow motion. Yeah, like some jazz. Like,
things have been done.
Like, yeah, I know,
like, you know
the whole
going
movie,
down.
I cannot tell you what happened in the movie. I just know that the movie was in the background. And I was doing other things. But yeah.
The movie was watching you. I think.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movies that watch you. I don't know how many times I've tried to watch Jason Lyrics. I still don't know what the fuck that movie's about. But every time that movie turns on, I end up having sex. There's never been a time that movie played and we didn't have sex.
I had an ex that it was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Wow. We could not watch the whole movie from beginning to end. Like, we watched the whole movie, but it's in bits and pieces. Because we'll start it, and like 10 minutes into the movie, like, we're already fucking with each other. We're just going in. And then we'll stop. and then watch the movie again, and then go back at it. Like,
y'all were watching Willy Wonka or R. Kelly Chocolate Factory? I have never got turned on watching
these Oompa Loompas. I don't know what it was.
Oompa
Loompa. I don't know what it was.
I got some dick for you. All right, so...
Let me get some chocolate.
So, people, I guess you enjoy the FX watching movies. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't know how that's even sexy. That's
like, I don't know how that works. But, hey, it works for her, so it can work for you.
I didn't understand
it either. Shit works. Horror movie works. A lot of people tell me like they'll watch a horror movie.
Little Kids and Candy.
Yeah, horror movies, yeah.
I will say never put on stand-up comedy. That shit won't work. You'd be too busy laughing to fuck. You'd be trying to make out. And then, you know, I remember one time I was making out with somebody and we kept watching Kevin Hart on Netflix.
No.
And we just could not focus on the making out because this nigga just kept saying some whack shit like, what the fuck? So, you know, don't watch stand-up comedy. You're trying to get some. You know, like I said, Jason Lyric worked out for me. You know, every time to this day, don't know what the fuck that movie's about. I still don't know what it's about. And, another one worked is, Deliverance from Eva. You know?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
You know, we watched that so many times, the DVD no longer works. It skips now. Like, it skips the exact moment where it knows we're about to fuck. You can't block it. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this, guys? Stop. Why? We was over there. We're so close. Now I gotta put on music choice now or something in the background.
It's like, no. I am not watching you guys have sex again.
You got there, go find another movie.
Did it?
Oh, God.
Oh, cool, you're tired of it. Like, y'all, I know I told you to do it well, but God damn it, man.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna just pause right here and resume when you're finished.
Oh, shit.
Imagine.
Right? Imagine Netflix start doing that. Netflix should have about a clap like, oh, you guys still watching? It sounds like you're not watching anymore. Okay, we'll wait.
No, that shit's annoying though. Are you still watching?
Please continue.
Right?
On Netflix,
like,
turn on.
We'll wait.
Right?
Alright, sounds like you guys are finished.
Baby, press continue.
Oh, wait, sounds like you're starting up again. We'll wait just a little bit longer. Don't worry, we're still here. You paid for the month.
Really good episode. Really good episode. You're gonna love this one.
You don't wanna miss this next clip here. We'll wait. Ew, don't worry. Don't worry. We know it. Netflix and chill. We made it. We don't worry. We got you.
Oh, my God.
But Netflix and chill been around before Netflix.
True.
Cause I'm sure people were Blockbuster and chill way before when Blockbuster was around and shit.
Niggas was TV talk show. Like Jerry, Maury, like
shit. Fucking back then they had the fucking drive-in theater, so they would just go to the drive-in theater.
And you see the car move left or right.
That is true.
I just want to go to
foggy window.
I feel like if
right?
I ever go to a drive-in theater, we're not watching a movie.
No.
We're just like, oh cool, we're in a drive-in theater.
Yeah.
Want to go to the back?
Yeah. Definitely.
There's actually one in Jersey. I think I want to pull up over there. I want to drive up there.
I would definitely park the car and just like get out. Go directly to the back, like, yo, babe, what are you waiting for? Like, you're actually going to see them? Nah, I pay tolls just to come here and fuck. Like, that's what we're doing.
Is there anything how much money people would spend to go somewhere just to fuck? People would go all the way around the world to fuck someone they've been fucking back where they just came from.
Oh,
like, we did our traveling to see the world, the area, then I seen the resort. They just want to go to the bar at the hotel and go back to their room and fuck.
At least the first night.
At least the first night. Had a lot of traveling to do. Got a lot of other
energy. A lot of traveling to do.
That's
a
fact.
Yeah,
man, that first night, I'm going to sleep.
Nope.
I'm
no.
Like,
no.
I want to be exhausted when I sleep.
I got jet lag. I'm trying to
go.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be jet lagging all right.
But like that book, the advice we just got from the book Steamy Sex by Pam Spurr, you got to give some to get some. So, hey, you know, if you want to get a man out of his jet lag, he's like, I'm tired. You know, give him a little time and get him in the mood. Then get him in the mood, and then maybe it happens.
One time?
Because women can get men in the mood, but men can't always get women in the mood. Because when y'all are not in the mood, y'all not in the fucking mood.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what we try to do. I mean,
some guys.
We have our cheat codes. We know the G spots and stuff. So that works in our favors. But sometimes they don't even work out. It's like, no, I'm not with it right now. You know?
But I mean, she mad at you.
She
mad at you.
But with women, it's different. Women, y'all can always get a man turned on. So even though, even with jet lag, you can still get him going. That's what I'm just saying. That's all I was trying to say.
I remember one time I was with my ex-husband, and I, like, he was in Virginia, and I took that 7-hour drive. And it's been 6 months since I seen him. And the very first night, he's just like, all right, so, you know, we're going to bed. And I was like, no. No. And he was just like, yo, technically it's this way. Because I literally jumped on top of him and was just like, I'm going to continue going until I am done. Damn. 7 hours later, he was just like, still in the same position. Like, oh, can you get off of me now?
Hey, I'm sore. Stop it. It's tender. To me, it's tender, girl.
I'm so glad. Like, certain people is the opposite.
Just don't. Don't make me, like...
You said that, so, like,
don't make me wait.
You gotta let them start
when
sometime.
I want it, no. No.
What you mean, no?
You give it up.
Tell me, that's rape. Trying to rape.
That's not rape.
Touch my body.
It's not, your body reacted, and it reacted exactly how I wanted it to react.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it's not rape.
Just like how,
see, I could, if make a your man body said reacts. That, that's definitely rape.
Exactly.
That's definitely rape.
Nah, but wait, it's skill.
But the women talking about her man and they're happily in love, then I guess in a different context. That's a different context.
Yeah, because
talking about, yeah, I know this one little key note will definitely get her to smile right
Shut
now.
Up.
Oh, that's easy to really say it. So, no. We're going to leave it at that note.
Oh, wow. Shut up.
This should just turn into the fucking Lulaway game. You know what I mean? Whenever as a kid, you watch the Lulaway game and you see Kama start to get into a fight, like, stop it. No. Like, I can't believe we said that. Like, oh, man. You know? Speaking of Lulaway games, we had a game during the giveaway. So many fucking games. And there was this one game I want to play one day. We're not going to play it today. But, you know, the same way we did the live stream of What the Fuck, we're going to do a live stream of these games. But, Frenchie and Harley, one of these days, I'm going to play a game with you guys called Mr. and Mrs. Trivia Game.
Oh.
The trivia game for last night's out wedding or anniversary parties. I know you guys just had an anniversary recently.
Yep.
So, what to call it? You know, it's a question game, just like what the fuck, you know? But, what to call it? You know,
it's like one of those, like, how well do you know your partner?
Basically.
Yes.
You know, what animal would he prefer to be? What animal would he prefer to be for the day? You know, what's the craziest thing she has ever done? Stuff like that.
Oh, please.
We're not doing this today.
No,
we're not
doing
this.
Oh,
man. We're not doing this today.
Why?
We're ready. That's a whole new episode. That's a whole new episode.
Wait, what today is?
To what?
Today's Thursday. Okay, today. We can do a new episode tomorrow. We can do another episode.
I figured this would be a good...
We come back tonight.
Yeah, we'll do the... It might be...
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, so guys, we'll be back in the next episode of the Birds and the Bees podcast. If you guys want to play along, go ahead to KikiKandyOnline.com and buy the Mr. and Mrs. Trivia Card Game. The link will be in the description. I have no clue how many times I said in this episode. I gotta play back and find out how many stuff is in the description, because I'm not even sure how many stuff is in the description. But I'm just trying to make sure I put you guys on so you guys know. But, yeah.
God. Thank you, KikiKandyOnline.com.
Yeah, shout out to our sponsors, KikiKandyOnline.com.
You probably just murdered me.
This is gonna be so much fun.
It's gonna, the Newlywed Game ain't got shit on us tonight.
You gotta get that couch ready, nigga.
It's a trivia card game like no other. You know, the groom got to answer all the questions on the her side, and the bride got to answer the questions for him. Then, you know, the decks are chosen, are given to a close friend, which will be moi.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I will quiz the groom with, you know, and I'll quiz the bride. And the
are you going to keep score?
If Anna's still around, Anna will keep score.
Stressed.
She is like, I'm not missing nothing. I am not sweating. What?
The winner is the player who guesses the most answers correctly.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, if this is a drinking game, the groom or the bride drink whenever they get an answer wrong.
Oh, damn. Yeah. What should we make? So, it's not a game with a bet already. So, what should we make the bet?
Well, right now, it's a drinking game.
I'll make it a drinking game.
It is a drinking game.
Yes.
Whoever gets the answer wrong got a drink.
No, but the thing is, like, at the same time, I do have to drive home.
Okay, so we'll be tonight then. We got to do this. We got to have to take this to the studio one day when we got time to chill for a couple of hours. to fill her up and chill and shit like that.
Tomorrow.
To what? Tomorrow. I got it. Well, I'm about to run out the studio. I'm not talking about this business stuff in front of the fucking. Okay, we're gonna edit this part out. It's okay. You know, they know me. They know I'm about my business. But we'll talk about this later, y'all. Another episode.
Then we have to shut that
the
down.
The next live stream episode of the Birds and the Bees, we will play Mr. and Mrs. the same way we play What the Fuck. So make sure you get yourself a copy so you can play along with us. We'll keep you updated on the date. They're already kissing. I wish we had it on camera. It's like a newlywed game, and I'm like the host. Like, I'll see you guys next week, right back here on the Birds and the Bees. And then, you know, everybody kiss the camera. Like,
mwah!
Yeah. Oh, everybody get a shotgun.
Make sure microphone, like, mwah! Do our normal exit and just blow it all kissing.
Until next time, world. Much love. God bless. 2 pieces of chicken grease. We'll see y'all later.
Laters.
Good night. Bye.